What's up, everybody? It's Roger and JT from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about what happened last week with Comcast, Fox, Disney, Sky. There was a ton of news, but we're waiting really last week until we got all the official information. There's basically the UK takeover department of something decided that because of the problems going on between Fox and Comcast of who kept bidding and outbidding, and it had been going on for years, that they decided that they were going to be doing an auction, a three-round auction on last Saturday, and each person got to put in their bid, then they would put in a second one, and the third person would win depending on who had the highest, because they basically just wanted it done, dusted. They don't do this very often, but kind of came in that Comcast won. So they won the deal, and that meant that they were going to be paying. I'm just going to check the price here. It was on the Fox and press release. They were £17.28 per share, and which that means now that it's Disney or Fox now own 39% of the company, which is approximately, I think it was about £11.6 billion worth, or about $15 billion. So because of this, Comcast won, so they kept doing it. Sky didn't put, or Disney and Fox didn't put in high enough bid to get it. So now Comcast gets the rights to buy. It pretty much the board have already gone for it. Then straight afterwards, the day following, Fox put out a press release saying that they are going to be selling their 39% stake because they spoke to Disney. Disney then put out an announcement saying that they were going to be doing it and that they're selling that 39%, and the reason for that is that they are planning on going all in on the direct-to-consumer platform. They want to aggressively invest in content creation for their direct-to-consumer platforms, which is going to be launching in late 2019. It all kind of bing, bang, bong, like in one weekend, it all kind of got fixed for us. It was a bit of an odd one.
Yeah, I think the only surprise here is how fast it went. And I imagine most of that is just the original negotiations, the one for Fox itself, went on for so long with Comcast doing their little bit to increase the bid slightly every once in a while just to annoy Disney, probably, that now that that part was done, everyone was just like, let's just get this part done. Sky, here you go. Disney and Fox are just like, have it. And they're probably also, legal or logistical reasons behind that too. I'm sure that Disney wants to do everything they can to not look like they're becoming a full monopoly in the sphere. There's probably antitrust things they have to worry about. So easier just to get rid of it, let Comcast have it. And now you guys in the UK get to enjoy Comcast customer service. So
yes, it's good. So this kind of comes into a couple of ways, because I am a Sky customer. I have been a Sky customer as far back as I can ever remember. I remember my granddad having Sky when it literally launched late back in the 80s, and I used to go over every weekend or every night to watch Simpsons and WWF. And I've been personally a Sky customer since I was probably about 16, 17 when I shouldn't have been. I've been with Sky for a long time, and they provide my internet at home, and now I have Now TV, which is their streaming service, rather than having their satellite system, because generally Now TV's I'm moving all over to streaming rather than things doing the typical thing. Now, so for me as a Sky customer, this kind of could check this. I think this could have a massive thing, because Disney buying Sky was basically going to give them this platform for rolling out their streaming platform, and they were going to be able to get it all. So Disney pulling away from this, actually for me as a Sky customer, is severely putting actually being a Sky television subscriber at risk, because all the stuff I watch on Sky are primarily Disney, ABC, Fox shows. We've got the Fox channels, you've got Sky Witness and stuff. Primarily, they are all Disney, things like Grey's Anatomy. There's this one other thing starring streaming that we're watching, and we're watching 911, and we're watching, there's so many different shows that we're watching at the moment that are Fox/ABC shows. I cannot imagine that once Disney, whatever it is called, launches their streaming service, this stuff is still going to be on there because that's all going to be starting to be moved over. So I'm questioning now of what are they actually going to, I mean, they can bring over all the NBC stuff, but as a Sky customer, they're going, well, if Disney start pulling all their content once their licenses and stuff run out, there's not going to be a lot of reason for me personally to actually keep subscribing because so much of Sky has been based on Disney's content as a prime positioning point, and also Fox, you know, FX. You know, all of this stuff is a channel might still go in, but the streaming service like now and stuff, I can't imagine Disney really going to be wanting the same thing that they're doing over in the US, pulling stuff. It's kind of going to be interesting to see where this all goes.
And it's really not going to be just Disney and Fox shows. As other companies start pushing their own brands, that's where all the content is going to end up going. We're going into a future where the Netflix mode, the Hulu style, really are what we're expecting. And the thing is, if you don't think that Comcast and Disney and Fox know that, then you have a very low opinion of corporations, which is probably warranted, but they're not quite as stupid as they present themselves as. And all three of them, Comcast included, with the purchase of Sky, they know this with the purchase of Sky that, you know, Disney's probably going to pull their content. Fox's content's probably going to disappear. And other groups are probably, WB is probably going to start pulling their content as the DC Unlimited starts kicking in. And yet they still went through with the purchase.
That's 3/4 of Sky's Sky One's output is DC shows now.
yeah, exactly. The CW shows here in the States, those going to a streaming-only platform would be a massive blow to the CW. But despite that, Sky is still highly valued. The name is recognizable, at least in the UK. And it's obviously Comcast and Fox and Disney see value in the brand. Obviously, you know, Fox and Disney kind of, they got what they wanted out of the original merger and now they're kind of divesting. But I don't think it's because they're viewing it as a sinking ship. I think it's more of a political business decision instead of that. But it will be interesting to see what Comcast's plans are with it, because it's not going to be business as usual. It can't be business as usual.
Now, things are all changing. The content, Sky have been very heavily dependent on Fox channels as a prime source of content. But then also there are NBC channels and stuff that we have over here with bits of it. And you can't imagine that as because I was looking through Now TV the other day and looking at some of the NBC shows like Grey's Anatomy and stuff, and then, you know, it says expires, you know, 31st of, you know, all these different box sets and stuff, and they're all expiring this year kind of thing. And you look at it and go, you know, that's the big problem at the minute is licensing, because this is what's happening in Netflix. All the Fox channels, all their content, their licenses are expiring on Netflix, so it's all being pulled off there, and that's all going to be going to Hulu. Now, the other big question, a lot of people are expecting that Comcast is going to end up selling their 30% stake in Hulu back to Disney, because they're going to launch that as their like adult service platform, because they're going to hand that with 60% and Comcast. And also, there's a thing, I think for Sky not being purchased by Disney is actually a good thing for them, because it's a $15 billion product purchase that I don't really think they really needed. It felt a little bit like Disney going into providing phones and satellites and stuff. That's not what Disney are going down the line for. I know they wanted all the content distribution, but Disney can launch their own app over here, make it on all the different platforms, and they can strip out most of the content from Now TV, because I wouldn't bother subscribing anymore. Because you take all that away, there wouldn't be anything left for me personally. And I think that is going to be the big thing of what's... It's the existing licenses. It's things like with Netflix, of like Daredevil and things like this. You know, these licenses are all going to be coming to an end at some point, and they're all going to start streaming over. And it's very odd. As a Sky customer, this has obviously got a lot more to do with me. But you can't help but feel like the shift of Sky is going to change with Disney's... Because now we're going to see... So many of the main Sky channels are going to disappear.
Yeah, and it really comes down to what each company wanted out of this. You know, Disney taking over Sky I'm sure they would have loved to have it, but it didn't make sense from a business perspective, as you were talking about. And yeah, I think pretty much everyone got what they wanted out of this deal. Now, Comcast wouldn't have cried if they'd gotten, you know, the Predator and the Alien license and all that stuff. But from the beginning, we always had this impression. Disney wants the licenses. Comcast wants the channels. And they had to, and it was all a giant package together because that's how the deal was going through. But yeah, it doesn't make sense for Disney to want the Sky channels for the reasons that you said. They can do it however they want. They don't need to buy existing channels. They have their own channels. I mean, Comcast already has its own channels too with NBC and whatnot, but they get more value out of getting that entrenched telecom base of Sky customers than they would out of Aliens or Predators or any of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be that thing of, you know, obviously Disney might still kind of sell television products or their shows to television channels for syndication to get extra money and revenue. But I can't help but feel like we're going into a world where they all want all this content and all these back catalogs on their devices and platforms as a selling point. Because if you take all of that off there, you take all the Simpsons, you take all of that and pop them all on Disney Play or whatever they're going to be calling it, it does change things. And I think it's going to really change how Sky goes forward as subscribers, because obviously if they're replacing things, then you might start seeing things from like the Universal channel might end up coming over to Sky One. You know, things like that. We have a Universal channel and all these different things, but they might start pushing those shows better, and anything that comes through from NBC will start getting, you know, we are going to start seeing a shift. There's no doubt about that. I think it's going to be coming in, especially as licenses expire. You know, when Grey's Anatomy series 17 starts, they might be like, no, it's not on Sky Living or Sky Witness as it now is. It's now on, you know, Disney Play. And yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how that works. I think also it might allow Disney, and Disney have already said, this is what Bob Iger said. He said, what was it? Disney is planning on going after it because it said, along with the net proceedings, they want to allow us to aggressively invest in building and creating high-quality content for our direct-to-consumer products to meet growing demands of viewers. That's what Bob Iger said. So I think they're almost looking at this thing of Sky and going, right, let's have a $15 billion that we're going to get back. We can reinvest in Hulu or our streaming platforms. Because I think that's a lot of people expecting them just to kind of essentially say to, you know, we don't know if Comcast and Sky have had the deal. Like, okay, you can have Sky, but can we buy Hulu? You know, that could be very easily done.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. And if they did do that, they'd probably wait a little while just to to make it so it doesn't seem like it's a tit for tat kind of thing. But yeah, with this happening and with Fox and Disney apparently not really putting up much of a fight for their stakes in Sky, it wouldn't surprise me if in, say, 4 or 5 months, sometime early next year, we hear that Comcast has pulled their stake out of Hulu. So,
well, the thing is, I think from like Disney's point as well, is it looks like it's a case of they're going to have like Disney Play, whatever they're calling it, Hulu as their adult services for putting all the Fox content and ABC content that doesn't fit the Disney brand, and then you've got ESPN Plus, and then they're gonna have these three brands, and then they can kind of package them together into a deal, maybe even have them in one app where you select through, because that's how Now TV, the Sky version, you can go in and you've got entertainment, sport, and movies. And you can, you know, depending on what you've paid for, you can, so got that kind of level in those apps built in, and I could see that very easily. Hulu makes a lot more sense for them to use, as and it's been around, what, 2008? It's been around a long time. It's got brand recognition in the US. It's what, was only about $5-6 a month for the basic streaming platform.
I don't know. I have to admit, I actually don't have a Hulu subscription. I've only got Netflix and Amazon Prime because I use Prime for other things. But yeah, I think it's always been the cheaper option. However, it's also got ads, which Netflix doesn't have, kind of. They've added trailers onto the end of the episodes or the end of the seasons, but still not proper ads yet.
Well, I think the trouble is with Hulu as well is that it was kind of like a attacked on Netflix to do streaming. And so they brought together all these different companies, NBC, Warner, Fox, etc. And they're all trying to compete with streaming, doing something together. But then there was that kind of thing, too many players, and maybe none of them really wanted to kind of jump in all in on one platform. But yeah, it definitely looks like things are all going to be changing in the streaming world. And the Sky thing, it's going to be interesting. I mean, just as a viewer and as a customer of Sky, I can already see that my Now TV subscription will be gone when Sky launches, because there's no way that Disney are going to keep all this stuff on there once the licensing, because that's the big key, the licensing. Because I mean, some of these shows could have been licensed to 2025 or 2030, but I get a feeling that every new season almost gets a new contract. And yeah, it's probably change things around. And I also think it would make a lot more sense for Disney to streamline their international deals, because all this stuff of like, well, that channel, this country has this, and this country has it over there, and this country. Well, when you have a global system, you don't need to worry about all that stuff. It's like Netflix. When they put out a series, most often than not, it's out globally. And they get the cross promotion across every country, and everyone, you know, when something like, you know, Iron Fist season 2 comes on, we all get it at the same time. Whereas there are things going on like that you guys get that we don't get, and etc. It's like Designated Survivor moved to Netflix for you guys this last weekend. Well, we had that on there from day one. That was the only place Designated Survivor was shown, was on Netflix. There's always been these like different international deals. So I think it'll be a lot easier when they have just one platform globally.
Yes and no, because yes, it'll make it easier for them to negotiate. But a lot of the reasons why these platforms have different content across different regions isn't because of the ease. A lot of it has to do with laws. You know, the licensing restrictions that certain countries have on certain content. Like for a very long time, Germany had much, much stricter violence laws than most other countries do. So trying to get a show like, say, Game of Thrones, Fargo, even Breaking Bad was much more difficult in Germany than it was in other European countries or the States or Canada. I think it's a bit easier now, but Germany still has that kind of like, we don't want anybody to remember how violent a country we were in the 1940s and the 1910s. And so they tend to be very restrictive. Video games were under the same restrictions. So I think it will help Disney streamline, because it just means one negotiating unit that's dealing with this. They can, you know, figure out what all the laws are. But there will still be those little gaps where individual countries have less. But what I really hope, honestly, is not to get too Eurocentric or whatever, but at least the UK and most of Europe will have the same release schedule as we have here in the States, not just for this podcast, so we can talk about stuff on, like, say, The Incredibles 2 or Ant-Man or this stuff, but just in general, it's a global world right now. You know, a lot of the people that I talk to every day, I've got people over in the Nordic countries. I've got you in the UK. I've got another person in the UK. We've got somebody in France. We talk every day, but I'm American, French, UK. It doesn't make sense for us to all have this different release schedule or restrictions or who can watch what.
Yeah, and it's all about primarily existing contracts that have caused problems. I mean, for example, like Cloak and Dagger, over here, it's shown weekly on Amazon Prime. You know, we've got it on Amazon because we don't have Freeform, because, you know, they didn't put that. It's that. And also, I think, like, having Disney Life over here, which is our streaming Disney platform, you know, they tried it here. That seems to have just been put, they are adding new content to it, but it feels like that's been put on hold because they're not announcing any new devices or any changes to the apps or anything like that, because obviously whatever they're doing, they're changing stuff, but things are moving around. And think, you know, it's like Disney movies, you know, the Disney movies over here, there's none of them are on Netflix or Amazon. They've all on Disney Life. They've got them on Sky Cinema because they've got a Disney channel on there and they are paying probably a premium for that. But you know, that's already, they've already all been pulled off. And things are just, you know, things are all, I think eventually once the deal was, it's like, I think Star Wars over there was a thing about, you know, Disney trying to buy the Star Wars licenses back from, I think, Turner for the streaming services because they're on, because it was licensed to 2021. Because sometimes these deals get done decade before, and before things actually change. And look at Universal and Marvel.
I mean, look, yeah, not even just Universal. Look at Fox and Marvel. Obviously, it took Disney buying Fox to get the X-Men and the Fantastic Four licenses back. You can never tell what's going to happen. Obviously, Marvel made the deals with Fox and Sony and Universal when they were in the middle of bankruptcy. So they didn't really have a strong negotiating platform. But you never know what's going to happen. You never know what licenses you're going to want to get back, which license you're like, I don't really care. You can keep Elektra. No one cares. But
yeah.
And, you know, they've been fighting Fox for the better part of a decade now, trying to get the X-Men license back. And now they do.
But it also makes, I think it's going to be a little bit simpler as well with Sky now no longer kind of being included in the Fox deal. And it just allows, because the deal with Fox is supposed to go through in the first half of 2019. And so hopefully by then we'll have a bit of a clearer idea. But what do you guys think of Sky and Disney and everything that's been going on? Are you a Sky subscriber as well, like me? And how do you think it's going to affect everything? We'd love to know your thoughts. You can go check us out over at DisKingdom.com for the latest information on all of this. You can subscribe, like, and follow. James, where can they find you?
You can find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll see you guys soon. Laters.